I'm looking forward to bringing the message. And the message is not just for me to bring, it's for us to participate in. So I need some participation this morning. Some participation. But first of all, I just want to give all the glory to God. Father God, we just thank you, Father. We just thank you, Father God. This is the day you have made. And we're in here to rejoice, to be glad in it, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you are good, Father God, and your love never quits. And we thank you for the goodness of your love in this house this morning, Father. We thank you for the goodness, Father God, of your word in this house this morning, Father God. And today, that Lord, we do not leave the same as which we came, Father. But there is a shift inside of us, Father God. A shift closer to you, Father God. A shift, Father God, of the Spirit inside of us, Father God. Father God, and Lord, we just give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, the title of my message this morning is Embrace the Thing. Embrace the Thing. And this is something that's just been sitting around in me for a little while. And so with the help of the Holy Spirit, I can get this out this morning in the way that I feel that I'd like to get this out. Okay? But I just want to start off with a scripture. Psalms 34, verse 1. This is David. He says, I will bless the Lord sometimes. I will bless the Lord when I feel like it. Don't think so. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually on my lips. Man, we could take something from that scripture, couldn't we? You know, I will bless the Lord at all times. And, you know, sometimes we just have to take a minute to do that, don't we? And, you know, I just want to, when we're talking about things, you know, when I look at the Bible, we've got, can we just turn the wind down? The Holy Spirit. Yeah, yeah. But I just want to say that the Word of God, the Bible, it's written out of experience. Hey, it's written out of experience. And I don't know, I mean, for myself, I mean, I got born again 1991. Jesus touched my life. But before I got born again, you know, I was healed. Hands laid on me and healed before I even gave my heart to the Lord. And so, you know, I had revelation out of experience. You know, I had revelation out of experience. I had a revelation before I even got born again that God is my healer. Yeah. Hallelujah. He healed me. Amen. And so, amen. Yeah. And so, participating in the word, you see. And so, you know, men and women in the Bible, you know, they speak, out of revelation, out of experience, they had revelation. And so when we think about, like, I mean, I'll just focus on two this morning. Mate, David. You know, David, you know, he would could have been in the palace or in the field, you know. But he wrote the whole Psalms. He wrote the whole, just about most of the Psalms, eh? A revelation out of his experience with God, whether he was on the mountain or in the valley. You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, he wrote most of the New Testament out of experience, didn't he? He got revelation out of his experience. You know, we think about in 2 Corinthians when he says, I was pressed on each side, but not crushed. Hey, I was perplexed, but not in despair. No, perplexed is of the mind. You know, so that tells me he went through some emotional stuff and the things that come with the mind, you know. And so I like Paul and David because they were real people. They were honest, you know. And they spoke about their victories, but they spoke about their struggles as well. And was in their victories and God was in their struggles. Amen. But they went through some things. They went through some things, didn't they? And we've all been through some things. I've been through some things, you know. And things can be, what are things? Things can come in all shapes, forms and sizes, can't they? Things can hit us head on and from the side, things we don't even expect. It's like, my goodness, where did this come from? There can be irritating things, you know, just things. Things are coming each to us each and every day, aren't they? Just things. You know, I had some things, just irritating things. I'll share some things with you. Hang on. I had a thing last year. I've actually been going, my personal wellness plan. It's good to have a personal wellness plan. And I started implementing going to have a spa at the end of the week. And it's like, you know, doing work, physical work. And it's a good way, I think, man, getting a spa at the end of the week, out the swimming pool. And it's like, oh, man, this is just relaxing, just switch off, you know. And just I'll sit there in the spa and I think, oh, this is nice. Thank you, Jesus. You know, and just time out with God. You know, you can do it through having a coffee or something, you know, a bit of time. Anyway, having a spa. And I think $5.10, that's a good investment, you know. It's just time out, $5.10 for a spa, nice and busy. Come out there, I feel, oh, that's better, relaxed and ready for my weekend. And so $5.10. Then one day I went there and went to pay, and the lady said, $3.10, please. Oh, that's good. But just as she said that, I was looking down the price list, and it came to senior citizens, $3.10. And I said, no, I'd like to pay $5.10, please. And I thought, on my last birthday, I've got quite a few years to go. I said, actually, I'd like to pay, I'd like to pay $5.10, please. She goes, oh, no, it's $3.10 today because the jets are not working. I go, oh, my goodness. But things, it's just irritating things, you know. But you know what's in you, don't you? You know, when things come against you, you know what's in you. Because straight away I went to, my youth is renewed like the eagles. Yeah, I better keep an eye on the time. I haven't even started yet. But, it's, you know, you meet all sorts of people, you know, at a spa, and I was in there one day, and, you know, and quite often it's just me or a couple of other people in there. And, you know, one day I was in there, and I was sitting to this guy, and I said, oh, this young lad, this is a nice way just to relax, you know, the week. He goes, oh, yeah, it's good for the mind, too. And it's like, okay. I started talking to him, and he was going through some things, this young lad. And, you know, and I was just able to, you know, share with him and minister to him. And so, you know, in my chilling out, I was able to share with this lad. And there's a couple of other things that have happened in there as well. Actually, I will share this. I went, this is funny, this things, man. So a lot of things happen in the spa. Okay. I normally go out at the end of the day, but this time I had the Friday off. And I thought, oh no, about 11 o'clock in the morning, I was down there, saved me coming back down. So I walked in there and I paid, I got changed, and I walked around to where the spa was, and it was filled, and I counted the heads, with about 13 people. 13 women, just women. No disrespect, the youngest one might have been about 80. Okay? Praise God for senior citizens. Too late to turn back, I've paid my money, and I've gone in there and I go, oh no, God, I thought it'd be empty this time of day. So I thought, well, I just got to go in. So they've been you know, they've been for their aerobic workout. So this is like a social group. They've been for their aerobic workout. And so, you know, they've released some endorphins, so they're like pretty excited. and as I'm walking up the steps, I was walking down the steps, and this elderly lady says, "Oh, this is your lucky day." I'm going, "Oh, no." And then the lady next to her says, "Oh, no, it's our lucky day." I'm like, "Oh." And I'm going, "Oh, my goodness." So I drew it down into the pool, sat down in the middle and had a chat and that. But it was quite fun, actually. I haven't even started my message yet. Things. I'm going to say things. I was talking about things. Praise God. So, yeah, you know, things, we can look at things through perspective, can't we? You know, I was reading in the Word for today, during this week, and it was talking about, you know, two men in prison and looking out at the prison cells. One man saw the stars, the other saw the mud. You know, it's perspective. You know, and sometimes we go through things, and it's our perspective in how we look at the things that we are going through. And so, in the same situation, but they saw things differently, you see. But I want to spend a bit of time in Romans this morning. I love Romans. I think it's Paul's greatest work, you know. So Romans is, we've, you know, gone through the Gospels, gone through Acts, and then Paul starts to bring out his experience of, well, Paul, you know, a religious man, but then he met Jesus, and now he's living the fullness of Christ. He's living out the experience of who is in him. I am who you say I am, yes. You know. And so Romans is great. And this is my favourite, well, I've got lots of favourites, passage of verses. But, you know, Romans, it talks about, you know, faith triumphs in trouble, you know. Christ in our place and, you know, dead to sin and alive to God and all that sort of thing. But I want to go to Romans 8. And, you know, Paul talks about grace and everything. And so Paul is now talking about out of his experience. Okay? He's talking out of his experience. And in Romans 8:31, and I've always read this from the New King James. And Romans 8:31 says, "What then shall we say to these things?" What then shall we say to these things? But then I read it from the NIV. And from the NIV it says, "What then shall we say in response to these things?" And so that really shifted it for me. Because it focuses on the response. And so it felt like God was saying, "I don't want you to focus on the things, I want you to focus on the response to the things. Because you're going to go through things." And we get so caught up focusing on the things and not our response to the things. And so I've got 2 points. I will spend a bit of time in Romans and a couple of other scriptures, but 2 points. And number one point, it says, is the power is in my response. So if you take your notes, number one, the power is in my response. So we've all been through some things, haven't we? Types of things, emotional things, relational things, circumstantial things, financial things, employment things, health things. You know, we go on forever with things, can't we? But God tells us there's a proper response to the things. There's a proper response to the things. You know, we can sort of think about, why are all these things happening to me? You know? But we need to check our response before we check with the things. Amen. And God's been dealing me with this because sometimes we get caught up with the things and, you know, we start focusing more on the things than our response to the things. Amen. And but what God is saying, I'm in charge of things. I'm looking for your response. I'm in charge of things, but I'm looking for your response. Amen. And, you know, when David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, that was his response. You know, whatever David went through, and he went through some stuff. My man, it's well documented. He went through some stuff, but he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be continually on my lips. You know, he went through some physical things and circumstantial things, emotional things, but he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And David wrote that psalm out of probably one of the lowest points in his life. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. And so, you know, it changes your perspective when you can bless the Lord at all times. You know, whether David was in the palace, like I said, or in the pasture. You know, and he was in the pasture. Sometimes we feel like we're in the pasture. Sometimes we feel like we're in the palace. Sometimes we feel like we're in the pasture amongst all the poo. Hey, sometimes life's like that. We're going through some poo at the time, some manure. For the sake of this message, we'll just call it crap. Because I want to put some description to this message. We all go through some crap, don't we? We do. It's like, man, last year, we started off last year, but wow, brand new year. We started off this year, brand new year. But last year, as the year went on, I started to go through some crap. It's like, oh my God, what's happening? All these things, you know? But I will bless the Lord at all times. So, whether David was in the palace or the pasture. Okay. But what I want to say is, if you feel that you're in the pasture, you're going through some crap, treading some manure, the primary ingredient for growth is... So the crap that you're growing through, the crap that you may have been through, is about to be the fertilizer for the growth that God wants to see in your life. Because God does, I don't know about you, but I've experienced that God does his best work when you're going through some stuff. He does his best work when you're going through some stuff. And it's the fertilizer for what God wants to do in your life. It moves you closer to him. It makes you bless the Lord at all times. He does some stuff in you. You know, sometimes he has to do stuff in you. Do stuff in you. And, you know, sometimes God is in the midst. God is always in the midst of what you're going through. If you'll just move close to him. Amen. Praise God. And so, but he's looking for our response. Psalms 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And so he starts talking to his soul, his mind, his will, and his emotions. He goes, mind, get in line. Will, get in line. My emotions, get in line to the word of God. I will bless the Lord. I don't know what's going on in my mind, but I will bless the Lord at all times. What's going on in my will? I will bless the Lord at all times. So he starts self-talking himself. He starts getting himself into alignment with the word of God and with God. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah, bless the Lord, O my soul, because your mind will take you somewhere. Your will take you somewhere. Your emotions will take you somewhere that doesn't line up with the word of God. And so we need to get back and line ourselves up with the word of God. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. So he's telling all everything that's within me, bless his holy name. Goes deep, all that's within me, I'm going to bless his holy name. I'm going to go somewhere inside of me. Yes, I'm going through this, but I'm going to go somewhere inside of me. and praise Jesus. Forget not his benefits. My goodness, his benefits. God's got so much benefits. Hallelujah. Who forgives all your iniquities. Man, tender mercies are new every morning. His grace, eh? Who heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things. My goodness, the word of God. Satisfies your mouth with good things. When you start speaking the word of God into the thing. Oh my good, this is a good thing. Amen. Satisfies your mouth with good things. This is my favourite one, as you know, from the spa. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Whoa! And there's something about the word of God, you know, that your youth is it's invigorating. Hey, your youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise you, Jesus. And so, give God the proper response for the good things, for the frustrating things, for the okay things, for the things that didn't happen. There's some things that didn't happen, that could have happened. Give God the proper response. I will bless the Lord at all times. Thank you, Lord, Father God, that didn't happen. In my head, my emotions were saying, oh my goodness, this was going to happen and I'm going to lose this and I'm going to lose that and da-da-da-da-da-da. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Praise God. 99.9% of what we worry about never comes to pass, does it? You know, and like we say, no worry is living in the future before you get there. It's amazing what we spend time and energy worrying about and it doesn't even happen, eh? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. And, oh, can I should have done this at the beginning, but I got so carried away with the spa. Can I give a testimony? Can I give a testimony? And some of you may know this testimony. You may have got it through sort of social media somehow, way, whatever. And but beginning of this year, my youngest daughter, Sophie, she went to Thailand. And while she was in Thailand, reports came through. They were expecting the worst cyclone for 30 years. And she got hold of us, said, Dad, cyclone coming, it's heading straight towards us, worst for 30 years. And it was in the news, can you remember that? Beginning of the year, cyclone. And it's like, oh my goodness. Me and Annie, boom. We stopped everything that we were doing. I was working on the house. Annie was doing her thing. We stopped what we were doing. Said it straight. What she said, the message that she gave to us, cyclone, worst for 30 years. They were in the direct path of it. They had to get off the island. There was a little island they were on. They had to get back to the mainland. Ferries were booked. They were basically stuck. Annie and I went into prayer. We went into prayer. Within an hour and a half later, we got a message from Sophie. They said they were going to go down to the port anyway. They went down to the port. There was a ferry there. They had 10 places. There was one of the 10 got on the ferry. And then she gave the report that they said, oh no, the main storm has changed direction. Don't ever underestimate the power of prayer. That the cyclone had changed direction, that has gone further north. And we were just praising God. I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. So, praise God. Things, types of things come at us, don't they? Amen. So, yes, where was I? Right. So, this is my favourite scripture. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good. All things work together for good. You mean what I'm going through is working for good for me? Yeah. Sometimes it's like that, eh? We can't see it at the time. We think my world is caving in, don't we? We can't see a way out sometimes. But my Bible says that all things work together for good. And sometimes when we come out of the thing and we look back at the thing, and it was like, oh my goodness, I could see God working in that all the time. Hallelujah. All things work together for good. Praise you, Jesus. And Paul lived out of this revelation. And so he could say that. He knew that all things were working together for his good. Even when he was shipwrecked, even when he was in prison. Paul just thought that when he was in prison, that was his purpose. God put him there. And he did. People got saved. Amen. All things were working together for good. Amen. And so, let's all say, it had to happen. No, let's do that again. It had to happen. Man, I look at some things in my life where I thought, man, that had to happen. It had to happen. It didn't feel like it at the time, but when I look back now, my goodness, that had to happen. Because if that never happened, this wouldn't have happened, and that wouldn't have happened. You know, and so all things work together for good. And I think if we can get a revelation of this and then move them forward, and then when things come at us this year, because things will come, Bible talks about trials, but we're positioned. We're positioned because I am who you say I am. We got Christ in us. We've got the Word of God. And we're prepared. Hallelujah. Because we're overcomers. And we're more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. So, that's my first point. So, my first point was, the power is in my response. The second point is, remember who is for you. Because I like Romans. Romans is a question and answer book, so you don't have to think too much. What then shall we say in response to these things? And it gives us the answer. It's brilliant. It says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Yes. He gives us the answer. If God is for us, who can be against us? So point number two, remember who is with you. Whenever you go through some things, remember who is with you. Because there's not an external who outside of you that can be against you. Think about it. There's not an external who outside of you who can be against you. I got one clap. No, I wasn't looking for the claps. I wasn't looking for the claps. Praise God. There's not an external who outside of you that can stop you. And when you get that revelation, it makes you step out when God says step out. Amen. You know, there's an unstoppable force behind you. There's an unstoppable force that's been deposited inside of you. And when Jesus went to be with the Father, he said, I will give you a helper. I will give you an encourager. I will give you a strengthener. And his name is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He's our encourager. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, your position is more important than your opposition. Your position is more important than your opposition. Your position makes you stronger than your opposition. Your position is that you have right standing with God. Your position is that you are redeemed. your position that you are in covenant. Oh, David knew about that. Paul knew about that. Your position is you're in covenant. Your position is that you're covered by the blood of Jesus. Your position is that you're in grace. Hallelujah. So we need to stop idolizing the thing that you're facing and put Jesus back in his place. And we can do that. Sometimes we can idolize the thing that we're facing, whereas we need to put Jesus back in his place. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. So David had that revelation, didn't he? When he faced Goliath, he had a revelation of his position. And he faced Goliath out of his previous experiences. You know, he fought the bear. He fought the lion, Goliath. And then he put himself into remembrance when God came through for him in those situations. And sometimes we have to put ourselves into remembrance. Man, I remember when you, Lord, you came through on that. And I remember when you were there for me for that. When you strengthened me in that situation. My goodness, I'm in this situation. Lord, you can do the same. And so David, you know, he just got those flat stones. And, you know, we can get the flat stones of the Word of God, can't we? We can get the flat stones of praise. You know, and we can take down that Goliath. You know, whether it's an emotional Goliath, whether it's a physical Goliath, circumstantial Goliath, the Goliath has to come down. Amen. Because we're in position. Amen. We're in right standing with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above every name. We have the name above every name, and his name is Jesus. At the name of Jesus, you have to come down in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. So David remembered, and while everyone else was paralyzed, hallelujah, David took the opposition down. Thank you, Jesus. And so, what's standing in your way? What's standing in your way? It has to come down. Amen. And Paul goes on to say, and I remember that Paul went through a whole load of crap, and you know, when he was writing this, he was going through some things as well. But in Romans 8, 37, 39, he said, yet, I'm going through some stuff, man. Yet, or a but. Yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. It's like Pastor Rob was saying this morning. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded neither death nor life, nor angels, principalities and powers, nor things present, nor things to come, the height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. My goodness. Our own... Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's another... It's like a relief, isn't it? You know, thank you, Jesus. So Paul's experience allowed him to say, there's not a who. You know, there's not a who. They said to me, I'd never be able to do this. Who? You can't do that. Who? I'll never amount to anything. Who? 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 Your business is going under. Who? Who? What are you going through? Who? Because God is for you. Who can be against you? Amen. I'll start, wrapping up. Won't be too much longer. So, the only thing that can stop you is you. Get your cell phones out. You've all got cell phones. You've been on them all the time I've been preaching. Who? Put it on selfie. Should already be on selfie. You're pretty good at selfies. Put it on selfie. Put it on selfie. Let's go. You. Yeah, you. Looking at me. There's someone looking back at you. So, yeah, you. You know, lazy you, procrastinating you. You know, there's another side of you, isn't there? You, who'd rather have 10 minutes more in bed than get up and pray. Come on. Yeah, you. You're not going to stop me anymore. Amen. I'm talking to you. Oh, I just got a text. Was that you, Brownie? Yeah, you. Because the only thing outside of you that can stop you is you. So I'm going to tell myself, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you need to get your phone out and have a conversation with yourself. Yeah, have a conversation with yourself. Tell yourself off sometimes. Because say to yourself, no thing can stop me. No thing can stop me. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. You know, when you look at yourself in your selfie, so you, fear can't stop you. Guilt and shame can't stop you. Yes, that's what you did, but that's not what you are. You are redeemed. You're the king's kid. Oh, tell yourself, yes, you're the king's kid. You are the king's kid. Thank you, Jesus. Because sometimes it's not the enemy, it's the enemy. Say it again. I'll say it again. You am who you say I am. Sometimes it's not the enemy, it's the enemy. And we waste a lot of time on the enemy when it's the enemy. Amen? Not everything's the enemy. A lot of stuff's the enemy. I had to check myself on that last year. Gary, get your eyes off the enemy. Get your eyes on the enemy. Because God wants to do something in you. He wants to do something in you. And I reckon he's doing something in us through the whole body of Christ. Right throughout the world, he's doing something in you through the whole body of Christ. Now, what Pastor Robin was saying last week, and that's been on my heart as well, is that, you know, we're seeing a move of the Holy Spirit. Outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we can get so caught up in looking for the move of the Holy Spirit. We can get so caught up in like with familiarity in how God has moved before and we're looking for that. But God is doing something in the body of Christ. Because in Romans, prior to that, it says, talks about the revealing of the sons of God. And there's a work going on in the body of Christ. Amen. So I just want to wind down here. I love this passage. And this is something I just alluded to last year, and I've been looking at this, and God has showed me in a different way. And it's in Luke. So it won't be much longer. Let's go to Luke 5:17. Luke 5:17. Jesus, right, in a situation, these people have heard what Jesus is doing in the area. Jesus is doing things all over the world, you know. Right. Now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, I love that word, behold. Stand in awe, be amazed, something's about to happen. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed. It doesn't say how he is paralyzed. We naturally think physically, don't we? But life can paralyze us. Situations can paralyze us. Depression can paralyze us. Anxiety can paralyze us. Fear can paralyze us. So many things can paralyze us. But he was paralyzed. It says, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd. Because of the crowd. See, they were crowded out. They couldn't find a way in because of the crowd. Condemnation can be a crowd. Guilt can be a crowd. What's the crowd stopping you from getting to Jesus? There was a crowd at the door. You may have let a crowd stop you from coming to Jesus. Something may have paralyzed you. But there's a crowd. Unworthiness can be a crowd. But then, this is a key. When they could not find a way in because of the crowd, they went up. They went up. I looked at that, I'm going, yeah, they went up onto the housetop. And one other version says they took off the roof. Sometimes we need to take off the roof. They went up and they took off the roof. Jesus. Just put everything aside right now. Everything that's stopping me from getting to you. I just, the guilt, the shame, or whatever. What's crowding me out? I'm going to get to you. They were determined to get to Jesus. And so they went up. I will bless the Lord at all times. Jesus, I don't know what to do or how to do it. I don't know what to say or how to say it. But all I know what to do is to lift my hands to you, to lift my heart to you, because I need you. And so they went up. They went up. And where did they end up? In the midst of Jesus. They went up. They lowered him down and ended up in the midst of at Jesus' feet. Amen. And I looked at that. And when he ended up at Jesus' feet, he saw their faith and he said, your sins are forgiven you. Now remember, it's a paralyzed man, so we're just thinking physically for the sake of this. Paralyzed man. But when he said, you are healed, go. He did that later on, but first of all, he said, your sins are forgiven you. So he was going, the paralyzed man was going through something. But while he was going through something, Jesus was more interested in doing something in him. The real miracle was what he did in him. Your sins are forgiven. You are free. Then he saw his miracle. He got up. and walked. Maybe you are going through some stuff. The miracle is what God is doing in you. Embrace the thing. Embrace what God is doing. Yes, Lord, I don't understand. Your word says, lean not unto my understanding, but all my ways acknowledge you. I don't understand what I'm going through, but I know that you're doing something. You're doing something in me. And I'm going to come out of this stronger. I'm going to come out of this with a testimony. Out of this, I'm lifting up the name of Jesus, and I'm going to tell people about it. The glory of God. Out of this, I'm going to see the glory of God. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. So, God is setting the stage. God sets the stage. And sometimes you go through stuff, but God is setting the stage. And I reckon he's setting the stage for a great awakening in the body of Christ. He's doing something in the body of Christ, something in us. Amen. A great awakening. And so I encourage you this morning that whatever you're going through, start looking at things from a different perspective. Amen. Because Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is within us. And the power that is in us is to believe, to have faith. Hallelujah. That's the power in us. The power in us is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And so the thing that you experience now is pointing you to a direction. It's pointing you to something. Amen. And whether that's a new season in your life. There's sometimes it's a forced change. Forced changes are great. You know, forced changes are great. You know, you may have a forced change and you think, oh my goodness, you know, I've lost my job, I did this. But it's a forced change. God loves forced changes. Sometimes he forces change because we're so stubborn. God has to force the change, doesn't he? And we use up all our energy rebuking the enemy. It's God, I'm trying to take you somewhere. Amen. Amen. And so I've just got to wrap up now. And I just want to, in wrapping up, I just want to sing that last song. You am who you say I am. And I just want to sing it, yeah, with some gutso this morning. We're going to finish off this singing this song with some gutso. So if I could have to ask a praise and worship team to come back up, I'd appreciate that. And while they get themselves into position, I'll just wrap up this message. You know, maybe God is trying to shut some things down in your life to shift you where he wants you to be. You may not see it. Maybe a forced change. You know, you may have been through some stuff. May have just half given up. But what I've come to encourage you this morning is go again. Go again. Go again. Believe again. Believe for your healing. Believe for that breakthrough again. Hallelujah. Believe that you are who God says you are. Believe who is for you. Hallelujah. You see, it requires a response. The thing requires a response. David responded when he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Don't underestimate the power of praise. I'm going to leave you with this and one more scripture. Praise precedes your miracle. Precedes. P-R-E-S-E-E-D-S.
Oh my gosh.
Your praise is a seed to your miracle. And the sun, S-O-N, shines on the seed. I'll leave you with one scripture. Psalms 51:15. Lord, unlock my heart, unlock my lips, and I will overcome with joyous praise. Come on, church, let's overcome with some joyous praise this morning.